This November, Oregon could join a growing number of states switching to ranked choice voting for federal and state elections. Measure 117 would allow Oregonians to rank candidates by preference rather than choosing just one, and ensure that the winner gets more than 50% of the vote. Blair Bobier, a founder of Oregon Ranked Choice Voting, says it would make each ballot more powerful and campaigns more inclusive.
I support it because it gives people more voice and more choices. Candidates have to campaign to a broader section of the community rather than just focus on a very narrow band of ardent supporters.
Critics of ranked choice voting say it's expensive and that complex ballots could lead to errors. In Oregon, the city of Corvallis, as well as Benton County, have been using ranked choice voting for a few years, and Bobier says voters like it better and find it easy to use. Melanie Billings-Yoon with the League of Women Voters of Oregon says the system is trustworthy based on three studies the organization has done on election reforms.
Ranked choice voting has been tested throughout all the nation and has been shown to be just as accurate as any form of voting.
Bobier adds ranked choice voting leads to more diversity among elected officials. He says when San Francisco started using a ranked choice system in 2004, voters elected the most diverse board of supervisors in the city's history.
So we definitely see in places that use ranked choice voting that more women and more people of color are elected compared to the traditional pick one elections.
Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. For Public News Service, I'm Isabel Charlet. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.